VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
So our festival has this European flair because we have the chance in French Canada to be in connection with two of the great world cultures.
Welcome to my life.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa Anda simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Karirnya dimulai tahun 2006, ketika itu ia masih berusia 12 tahun. Namun, Nicky Yanofsky justru membuat para fans jazz terkagum-kagum dalam penampilannya di panggung Montreal Jazz Festival. Dengan kematangan suaranya, membawakan lagu-lagu jazz. Kini ia berusia 20 tahun, Nicky tahun lalu berkolaborasi dengan produser musik terkenal Quincy Jones memproduksi album berjudul Something New. Nicky memantapkan karirnya dalam musik jazz dan menjadi kebanggaan kota asalnya, Montreal, Kanada.
Tout est brillant ici. It's warm inside. My door's open wide. Don't stand outside. You can see from far away. It's the kind of place you'd like to stay. Kick off your shoes, forget your stride. Welcome to my life. Everything's full of light. Il fait gris dehors. The tinkets part. Welcome to my life.
VOA Smart Jazz Listener, demikian penampilan menarik dari Nicky Yanofsky membawakan lagu berjudul Bienvenue dans ma vie. Montreal Jazz Festival merupakan acara jazz tahunan terbesar yang diadakan di kota Montreal, Kanada setiap musim panas. Ross Davis dari VOA Jazz America sempat berbincang-bincang dengan Andre Menard, Direktur Artistik Montreal Jazz Festival. Mari kita simak obrolan mereka.
Canada has an ever-increasing jazz legacy, but I will say this as well. You have a great reverence for America, American artists. There's the New Orleans parade every day. There's the focus on the blues on specific stages and etc. So it's a symbiotic situation and great love of America and Quebec.
Well, we are North Americans by every measure, you know, especially in Quebec people tend to travel more to the U.S. than to the rest of Canada. It must be because of the water and the coast, I guess. But,
and the history with Louisiana, too, probably.
Yeah. But, so our festival has this European flair because we have the chance in French Canada to be in connection with two of the great world cultures. When I was young, I would watch French TV from France as well as we would watch Ed Sullivan and programs from America. This has informed what you have now as, you know, a very creative city like Montreal can be. The Cirque du Soleil was not born there for no reason. Mm-hmm. The Montreal Jazz Festival is, in many ways, it's a packaging phenomenon where it's creatively packaged so that you get to hear mainly American music and then all the influence that it has had. Jazz is a wonderful field for that because jazz is a music of influence. It has absorbed lots of musical influence throughout its history. It has given a lot to music as well. And now what I hear in much of popular music, even in rap and all that, you see that jazz has percolated, the spirit of jazz, the sound of jazz percolated in many, many musical forms.
Yes.
And this is nice to take into account when we do the programming for the jazz festival. Mm-hmm. To us, it's not a dead art form, you know, that belongs to the museum. Mm-hmm. It still is a moving body. Obviously, sometimes we make mistakes, you know, by programming some things that you say, oh, finally, you know, it's not such a good idea after all. But I'd rather make mistakes every once in a while than keep repeating doing the same thing over and over. This, I think, you can understand.
VOA Smart Jazz Listener, kelompok jazz punk dari Inggris Incognito. Walaupun namanya lebih dikenal pada era tahun 1980-an, namun hingga kini mereka tetap giat memproduksi album terbaru, seperti komposisi yang baru kita dengarkan berjudul Never Known a Love. Dan baiklah VOA Smart Jazz Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz. The Voice of America, direct from Washington.